Europe was a place for other people. Rich people. Happy people. People who travel. People who, when they finish high school, take a year off and travel. I mean, that just was not my experience. And so I assumed that Europe was for other people. Now, Europe can be a stand-in substitute for happiness. Europe can be the stand-in substitute for sobriety, for having a boyfriend. Boyfriends, happy husbands are for other people, not for me. I believe that too. Being out of debt is for other people, it's not for me. I definitely believe that. I mean, there was a period of time in my life where I tried to convince a rich friend that it wasn't possible to buy Tampax and peanut butter the same week. That when you had a grocery budget of $40 a week, you couldn't buy both the same week. You had to alternate weeks. One week you'd buy Liquid Tide, and then the next week you'd buy or whatever dish, whatever laundry detergent you're using. I know Liquid Tide is expensive, okay? I wanted Liquid Tide. You could buy Liquid Tide one week, and then you'd buy peanut butter another week, and then you'd buy Tampax another week. And she looked like at me like I had rocks in my head, because, of course, she could buy anything. And I was trying to explain to her what it's like when you have to live on a budget. So, I mean, I get it. And I get the comment of, it must be nice to go on vacation, because it is nice. But we're lucky that we live in a place where within 2 hours we can be in six different countries, seven. I mean, when I lived at home in North America, in 2 hours you were in the same place. You were just up the highway from the same exact place. So did I ever think that I would live in Europe? Absolutely not. Zero. Never. Never. I never thought I was gonna vacation here. Did I ever think I was going to be a happy, sober person? Never. Never. And I was certain. And can you hear it in my voice, right? That certainty. I am certain that it is for her and not for me.